Star 94.1, and we welcome Sean Simmons. Sean, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed. How you doing?
Hey, man. Blessed.
Good.
Listen, your first project, you had some great music on there, some sweet music, and I call you a crooner, man. You know, you know, you got some great pipes. What can we expect? What's the difference from your first project and this new project that will be out in September?
Well, this new project, man, and like you said, and I appreciate the compliment first and foremost, but this new project, I'm coming a little more aggressive. I know I do have a core fan, you know, fan base that likes the quote-unquote crooning style of the way I present, you know, the music that I do and the gospel. However, I had a deep down just to come a little more aggressive on this one. You know, I still have elements of the crooner element on certain songs, but I'm just a little more aggressive on it. You know, the production, the content. I mean, I've just had a deep burden in my heart for you know, young people that are caught up in this whole club scene and in this life of just getting drunk and high on Friday night. You know, I'm really targeting the young people. I mean, I'm in their faces. I'm in the clubs. I'm in where you need me to be to get this message out. I mean, I'm really bringing church to the streets on this one, you know.
And that's a blessing, Sean. You could be in any arena besides gospel. You could go mainstream. You could do your urban thing, R&B. Why gospel?
Man, you know, and it's funny because I asked myself that a few years back, you know, and when I was actually doing music, because, you know, I did have offers to do secular music. I had made a six-figure deal on the table, you know. And then I had an experience in my life, man, that really just was my eye-opening experience. And it really just told me, it was my conviction that, hey, you know, there's a lot of people in the position that I'm in. You know, I had a baby out of wedlock when I was in college, man. And that was just really my life-changing experience. You know, that really told me that there's a lot of people in my position. There's a lot of people that feel that guilt, that shame, you know, whatever. Whatever they're feeling, but I mean, there's a lot of people that can relate to my story, you know, that can relate to maybe what I went through. So I felt like, man, this is my time to really, you know, I got the platform. Why don't I go ahead now? And, you know, and the Lord just convicted me, like, you got to be a messenger for me. You know, I blessed you with the ability to sing and, you know, money and all that, you know, it will follow. But it was just like, this is my time to be that light, you know, and he convicted me to do that. And that's why I just, you know, I stand firm with you know, with the gospel, with gospel music, and I feel it deep down in my heart that now is the time for me to be that vessel.
Our guest is Sean Simmons. The project, the new project, is called It's Over. What do you mean by It's Over, Sean?
Well, basically, you know, us as Christians, man, we get complacent. We get complacent with our situation. You know, when things are going rough, sometimes the devil puts this cloud or this blanket of complacency over our lives. And I really wanted this record to be an empowerment record, to really an anthem for empowerment, to say, okay, you know what, look the devil in the eye and tell him enough is enough. You know, it's over. I'm tired. You know, there's something on there for just about everyone, you know, for everybody. You know, especially, you know, I have a song on there for a single parent, abused mothers, you know, physically abused mothers, the domestic abuse, abused children, you know, just basically saying, hey, look, stand up and say enough is enough. You know, it's over. So really it's an empowerment anthem, you know, for this year, for the years to come, because we're living in a time right now where it's necessary. I mean, the devil is not intimidated. Why should we be? You know, why can't we look him in the eye and say, look, I'm not afraid of you, devil. You know, enough is enough. It's over.
Your first single, tell us about that, the title, and what were you trying to convey on that?
Well, that song, it's a little different. It's a little different from what I've done in the past. I mean, what I was really trying to do, really, the song was by accident, per se. I don't like to say by accident because nothing's by accident. But, well, some things do happen by accident, but it's for a purpose. But anyway, the song was more made for the choir, Sharon Riley and Faith Corral, who's on my label. And it just fits so well for the theme and topic of my album, with the whole my life, you know, my life was nothing until you came in. It's just giving gratitude and thanks and saying that because Christ has come in, you know, and given me that conviction to say, you know, to stand firm, you know, I can look back and say, you know, I'm no longer the same. I'm no longer complacent. I'm no longer caught up in what I used to be, and I got a new life in Christ, you know. So, I mean, really, that song was just something for the summer, something to give, you know, the perspective of coming out the box a little bit on this new project, doing something a little different, you know, and that's basically a blueprint for what the record is to present, you know, just something different.
Are there any other artists featured on your project?
Yeah, I got, I have Miss Yvette Graham. Some of you may not recognize the name, but she is formerly known as Miss Tonet. His ex-wife, she's on the record. I have some writing collaborations with Canton Jones, Antonio Neal, another well-known producer in the EMI Gospel Camp. And really the rest of it, I mean, I've had, you know, I had a major role in the production, the writing, and the arranging of the record. And it's, you know, the rest of it's basically me. So so as far as the cameos and collaborations, that's basically as far as it goes.
Now, will there be any songs on the project similar to that Won't It Be?
Yeah, I have a song on the record called God Is Real, and it's one of my favorites as well. And I think it's definitely down that same path, you know. And I'm anticipating people to really be touched and blessed by this one as well. Because, I mean, Won't It Be, it touched me personally. But this one, God Is Real, is, yeah, I think it's right up there with it.
Sean, you talked earlier about having a heart for young people, want to take, you know, your music to the clubs, everywhere that young people are. Who is the real Sean Simmons?
Well, Sean Simmons, I would say, is someone that has been just about everywhere that you can think of as far as my lifestyle, as far as my experiences. I may not, you know, have had an extreme life as some others, but at the same time, you know, I grew up in low-income housing. I grew up, you know, struggling with a single-parent mother. I grew up, you know, in the club scene. I grew up drinking alcohol. I grew up smoking weed. I grew up, you know, I've experienced all that. So now I'm at a point in my life now that I can say, okay, you know, I've experienced transformation and change as well. So I would say, for, as far as me, I'm a real brother. I've been there. I've done that. I can relate. You know, I'm as real as it comes. You know, and I'm genuine. I can say that I'm genuine as far as what I present, my conviction, what I believe, and my purpose. And my purpose in life is to really just be able to relate with other young people and to be a positive role model or message to them, so that they can see that, hey, I've messed up, I've you know, slipped along the way, but I can change, you know, and I can change for good.
Tell us about your collaboration with Ty Scott. You must be excited about that.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. Ty Scott, shout-outs to Brian Scott, Dr. Leonard Scott, and Ty Scott and the Ty Scott family. I'm very excited about this collaboration. Ty Scott has been around for over 30 years. They're rich in history. Their track record is flawless, you know. And just to be surrounded by that history and their experience is a very exciting experience for me. And I'm just looking forward to it, you know. I'm looking forward to making great music and running it through that channel and us together, Exist Records, my own label, and Ty Scott coming together and just helping to catapult this urban movement.
Where do you want, or let me just say, let me rephrase that. Who do you want to receive your music?
Man, I really want it. I want a young, old, rich, poor, black, white, Jew, Gentile. I mean, I would want anybody to just receive my music. You know, I want my music to be timeless. I don't format my music to just appease to today. I want it to where 10 years down the line, you can put in a Sean Simmons project and still listen to it and say, you know what, this is classic, you know. And that's not just to sound conceited or anything of that nature. It's just more to say that, you know, Music can have a long-lasting effect if it's done right. You know, you look at some of these legends, not just in mainstream, but in gospel. You know, you look at the Hawkins family and the Commissions and the Winans, and you listen to some of their music, and you say, man, they were really ahead of time, you know, with what they were doing. Because you can play it today and still appreciate it. And that's basically what I want my music to do. I want my music to be timeless, you know, where people can play it today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, and still say, man, this is good music.
Be on the lookout for Sean Simmons. The project drops September 23rd, It's called It's Over. And the new single out now is called what, John?
My Life.
It's a bumping song. It's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice. It's Sean Simmons. Sean, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and for just blessing us, man, and for leaving us with some good word.
And I thank you. And if you want to reach out to me, you can reach me at myspace.com/SeanSimmons, or you can hit me up at SeanSimmons.com. And be on the lookout for my new video for another song that I have releasing called On Her Cries. Be on the lookout for that. And I just want to thank you for all the support.
Hey, you're welcome. Our guest, Sean Simmons, on Star 94.1.